Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the third lesson of the Sing Your Soul's Song class. Today's lesson is called Be Big and Take Up Space. This lesson will begin with a short channeled message, and then we will close the lesson with a short affirmation for you to practice. So I invite you now to take a moment and get comfortable, and the channeled message will begin shortly. For a lot of you, there is a hidden fear in your soul's template, there to protect you from going too far, too fast. But the time has arrived for you to understand this fear so that you can overcome it. For many of you, the idea of success and being big and taking up a lot of space in your physical reality scares you. You're terrified something awful will happen. You're scared that people will know that you're different, that you're not like everybody else, and you're not supposed to be like everybody else. So stop trying to be like everybody else and just be yourself. As your camouflage is lifted and we ask you to step into the light where everyone can see you, you're frightened. Something bad will happen. Paralyzed by the fear that has been a part of you for far too long, its purpose has been fulfilled. It's time to let it go. It's time for you to take up space and be big in your reality. Don't allow yourself to feel small and insignificant because you're afraid people won't understand you. Don't let the fear that protected you for so long stop you from being who you really are. As you start to remember who you are and what you're here to do, many of you are being asked to be big, to be bold, to be courageous. It's time to step into the light and let the world see you as you really are. It's time to let go of the fear and let people see the beautiful light that you are. We know many of you feel like you have had lives where being big, being seen, may have caused you pain and suffering, where being different resulted in you being shunned, even destroyed by your peers. But this is a time, right now, when you get to face those ancient wounds and break the cycle of your past and heal your karma from lives that taught you some harsh lessons. This is a new life with a new set of opportunities to succeed that you are experiencing right now. You don't need to learn what you've already learned. You don't need to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. We hope that you take this chance, this opportunity in your life right now to be big, to be seen, to be heard by the world in a way that feels right to you. You don't need to be famous to be big. You don't even need to be well known There are many ways for you to be big in your reality. But it starts with accepting who you are. Not just as a soul or how many lives you've lived, but who you are in this moment. You've made some mistakes, we're sure. You've learned some very challenging lessons. We are sure you probably fought some difficult battles as you tried to express yourself. Maybe you even gotten beaten down a few times, and you're terrified to get back up again. For many of you, you have felt like you keep falling short of what you need to do, and it feels hopeless at times. And for others, you feel like you're missing something important. It's good that you're questioning and wanting and yearning for more. This is the voice of your soul trying to reach that part of you that can be very stubborn and very limited at times. As your soul attempts to break through the barriers and speak to you, you might find yourself feeling a bit uncomfortable, scared, even paralyzed by fear, as it challenges you and speaks the truth to you, as it gently tries to show you the path you have agreed to walk. It's easy for you to get attached to a life you were never intended to live and lose sight of who you really are. So many of you never really tell yourselves the truth about yourselves, hiding and justifying your mistakes as the right path to walk. But that's all part of the human experience you all agreed to have. Don't run from what your soul is telling you. Your soul only wants you to feel safe in your body and be proud of yourself for everything you have created in your reality. This is how you move towards allowing yourself to feel big and take up space in your reality. By accepting who you are, mistakes included. For some of you, especially the mistakes, for they have helped mold you into the loving, compassionate person you are today. And being a loving, compassionate person is most definitely something you should all be proud of. So let's take a moment to celebrate that. The challenge for many of you is accepting the wisdom of your soul as it inspires you to embrace the uncomfortable uncertainty of a tomorrow you can't see yet with your physical senses. To believe that it's safe for you to be big and take up space, and not allow yourself to be diminished by what others think or say about you. That you will be safe and you will be successful. To trust that the impossible is possible, and to understand that your job in life, no matter how many people you reach with your words, with your actions and your energy, isn't to change people, but to simply show them that change, that transformation is possible. To be the example by expressing your soul's song and allowing yourself to be big and take up space. Accepting yourself for who you are and embracing your own individuality. Do not hide yourself away from the world. We know many of you have been wounded, and you may be carrying wounds that happened lifetimes ago in this life. And we know not everyone will like who you are. And honestly, you won't like everyone you meet in your life either. You don't need to be loved or liked by everyone to accept who you are. It has nothing to do with the people in your reality and everything to do with how you feel about the truth your soul speaks to you, about who you really are and how comfortable you are in your own body in this moment in time. All that's being asked of you today in this moment is to give yourself permission to feel safe expressing who you are to the people in your life in a way that feels right to you. We are not asking or demanding that you speak to the masses. Start small and go from there. Try it on. See how it feels. Get comfortable being seen and heard. Because you don't need your camouflage anymore. If people try and tear you down or justify trying to tear you down, that's their choice to make. Trying to convince them that your truth is better in some way will only backfire on you. You just need to accept yourself and learn that sometimes you just need to walk away from people when they try and tear you down. This is a moment in your journey where you get to decide, will you hide yourself away and deny to yourself who you really are? Or will you accept that even though you made a mistake or two in your life, and yes, everyone makes mistakes, you are still worthy of being big and taking up space. You do not need to make yourself feel small anymore. Accept yourself for who you are. And congratulate yourself for making it this far in your journey. Give yourself a pat on the back for all the lessons you have already learned. And say to yourself in this moment, I accept myself for who I am. And I'm ready to sing my soul's song and take up space in my physical reality. And I'm ready to let the world see the real me. That does conclude the channeled message. I'd like to take a moment now with you and practice this affirmation. I encourage you to write down this affirmation first, and I will recite it once, and then we will practice it a second time. The affirmation is, I accept myself for who I am in this moment. And I'm ready to sing my soul's song and take up space and be big in my physical reality. I'm ready to let the world see the real me. Now, when you're reciting this affirmation, I want you to imagine how it will feel to be big and take up space in your physical reality. And if you would like, how it will feel to let the world see the real you. So take a minute with me now and just imagine how it will feel to be big and take up space, and how it will feel to feel accepted for being the real you and taking up space in your physical reality. And just do your best to feel that feeling. Feel free to do this with your eyes closed. If you would like to really imagine what it would feel like. So just taking a few moments here to feel that feeling. To imagine what it will be like to be big and take up space. What it will be like to be accepted, to be the real you. And sing your soul's song, taking a moment to feel what that would be like and imagine it. If your eyes are closed, I encourage you to keep them closed as you imagine what it will be like to be big and take up space and sing your soul's song and be accepted just for being the real you. And together, we will recite the affirmation. Now let's recite the affirmation together. I accept myself for who I am in this moment. And I'm ready to sing my soul's song. And take up space and be big in my physical reality. I'm ready to let the world see the real me. And when you feel ready, opening your eyes as the new you, as someone who feels safe being big and taking up space while you sing your soul's song. And that does conclude today's lesson. I do hope that it helped you. And I look forward to seeing you all again very soon.